Parking in the middle of Broad Street in South Philadelphia was banned for 4 days over the Democratic National Convention, and now some want to keep it that way. There's a resident petition gaining traction to permanently eliminate the South Philly tradition. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, many who live along Broad Street are not ready to see the practice end.
Come on, Stella.
Walking his dog down South Broad, George Van Sciver says the subject comes up a lot, especially when he's hosting friends from other cities.
Many out-of-towners say, "What on earth is this craziness with cars in the middle of Broad Street?" And I say, "That's South Philly."
Single-file cars parked in the middle of South Broad is technically illegal, but the parking authority and city officials haven't enforced the rule in decades. Mike Messina, who has worked at a funeral home on Broad for 45 years, likes it that way.
It's part of South Philadelphia. We park crazy down here.
Here's where Jake Liefer steps in. He's with a political action committee called Fifth Square. He thinks that using the median lane of one of the busiest streets in the city as a parking lot is a bad idea.
So we see a lot of crashes occur, whether it's a pedestrian that crosses and a car doesn't see them because of a parked car, or because someone's opening their car door and there's a 35 mile an hour car going past.
I mean, I don't see a safety problem. There's always goofballs that'll try and make a U-turn anyway, so.
Messina says nobody would be able to find a space if the middle of the road parking went away. But Liefer's group says the DNC was a good test. The median parking was banned, and the sky didn't fall. After putting letters in a mailbox at Broad and Reed, Ann Matei says parking during the convention was tough.
For 4 days, I did not move my car because I was afraid to move that, to lose that parking space. For 4 days, we were prisoners. They don't understand.
The issue has been fiercely controversial for decades. In 1961, Mayor Richardson Dilworth proposed a South Philly parking plan that would have gotten rid of the median parking. According to an account from the Philadelphia Bulletin, a near riot ensued. The mayor was greeted with thousands of angry residents who pelted him with rocks. An officer guarding the mayor was struck in the head with a glass milk bottle. An attendee says the mayor, quote, "better get out of here before somebody gets killed." This was over South Philly parking regulations. Asked about scrapping the tradition, current Mayor Jim Kenney said, not anytime soon.
I know it's an anomaly for many neighbors to see that.
Kenney's a South Philly native, so he knows how entrenched the custom is. Still, his office confirms that conversations with the community have started about potentially removing the mid-street parking.
It's never happened, and I can't imagine Jim Kenney changing it either.
Murray Dubin is a former Inquirer reporter who wrote a book about South Philly. He says it's just one of those things that no mayor has been willing to touch.
They feel like it's almost a right that's been grandfathered. They feel like it doesn't cost the city money. It's something they need. And the sense is, why are you messing with my life?
How did this even start? Nobody knows for sure, but Dubin thinks sometime after World War II, funeral attendees started parking in the median.
Because the funeral homes had nowhere to park for the people going to the funerals, and it just continued.
Liefer with the Urban Policy Pack says in a 5-block radius on Broad, there are 20,000 parking spaces. The median parking creates just 200 additional ones. He's gotten more than 1,000 people to sign a petition asking the mayor to restrict parking in the middle of Broad. As a guy who would only be identified as Sal pulled into the median, he said there's just too many cars in South Philly. He definitely won't be signing the petition.
If it's too congested in the parking spots, then people are banging your bumper and they try to squeeze in.
Then there's Ed Birkenhauer, who was walking along Broad Street. He said he's ready to put his name down.
Because it's too much. Yeah, I've got, you know, traffic, you got saying you can't get around people, you got people coming between the cars, you got to watch out for everything. Yeah, got kids coming through there.
Birkenhauer, though, is from North Philadelphia. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.